Pátá lekce, oddíl A.
It has to be said.
Excuse me, we're carrying out a survey for Society Today magazine. Can I ask you what in our society makes you particularly sad or angry?
You certainly can. Look at these new shoes. I know people have got a right to walk their dogs here, but we've got a right to clean pavements, and I'm tired of having to wash my shoes every time I get home, in spite of only having been round the corner for a newspaper. It's disgusting.
Yes, discrimination of all kinds. Racism, of course, and sexual discrimination. They say they're working to achieve equal opportunities, but I still don't believe women are treated equally most of the time. And then there's discrimination against AIDS sufferers, those with HIV, the disabled. I mean, being blind or in a wheelchair doesn't mean you're less intelligent or hard-working, does it?
Yes, television and computers. One of my regrets is not having been born into an age without them. Aren't there better things to do in life than look at screens all day? It's all so passive and unhealthy, to say the least. I suppose it's all part of today's obsession with technology and the visual.
Crime and antisocial behaviour. This society of ours is full of it. From vandalism to pickpocketing and shoplifting, to more serious offences such as domestic violence and muggings, to huge problems like war crimes and terrorism. If you ask me, television's at least partly to blame. And I think most people would agree. Some evenings, it seems there's nothing to watch unless guns and killing are what you want.
I think one of the saddest things, and not just in today's society, is drugs. Not only because of what, in more serious cases, drug addiction can do, break up families, turn addicts into criminals, damage minds and bodies, and eventually kill, but also because of what it says about this world of ours. I mean, it must be a nasty place if people feel the need to escape from it in that way. As for those who push drugs, especially adults who give them to young children, there are few things that make me angrier.
Human suffering in general, I think, from unemployment and homelessness in our own cities to the millions of people all over the world who live with poverty, hunger and disease. And so much of it is caused by governments who are more interested in oil, weapons and power than in their own people.